Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And hello, everybody. This is going to be a great show today because I've got my friends are in the house.
Hello, hello.
That's right. We got Brian.
New homeowner.
And newly married.
And newly married.
My apologies.
And he's used to being on the air. As a matter of fact, he was your producer.
He was
several years ago.
He's the one that recruited me.
Okay.
He made me famous.
You're welcome, everybody.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yes. And we have Kathy Rogers. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Anita. It's great to be here.
Yes, another one of my customers. And we have Leanne who's hiding. Used to be the wife-to-be, and now she is taken.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, guys.
The ball and chain.
Thank you.
Yes. But you guys waited some time to get married. Oh, my God. Because of COVID, it took 2 years to...
3 years.
3 years.
It was going to take 2 years.
Yeah. And you guys still have... even though you guys went on a honeymoon, you still have another one. Next year, because you still can't get into that particular... country or wherever it's at.
No, but it's paid for. Been paid for a long time.
Yeah.
But married 2.5 weeks now, so if anybody needs any tips, you can call me. I know everything.
That is funny. Oh, yes. Well, we're going to talk about what it's like to work with me because it's not always peaches and roses and, you know, pixie dust for sure. I've got some people that like working with me and I've got some who do not. And a lot of that is because I think you guys could agree with me that I'm just kind of pretty forward. I don't mince words. I tell you the truth.
In other words, you're shy.
I'm extremely shy.
I was coming into here thinking you weren't going to be totally honest, but you are being honest. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
And I didn't know if the way we worked, because I knew you prior to this, obviously. So that's AJ said I was your producer. So I didn't know if you treated me the same you would everybody else, but you did, I guess. And we did have many arguments, is what you're saying, that it wasn't all sunshine
peaches.
And roses. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Negotiations.
Right. And so, we got along fine.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Tensions run high, but it's because you cared, obviously.
Correct. And, but we may not agree on everything. And, I will voice, my experience and my experience is not all the time correct. Every situation is different and that's what people need to know. Every transaction is different. And that is one thing that's awesome about real estate for me. It was just kind of like police work. Every day was different. And that's what I like about real estate. It's the same way. It's different every day. Each transaction, we would like them to be as easy as the last one. But it doesn't work out. I mean, I just got done closing a deal that, oh my God. I should say, oh my gosh. I'm just grateful that was closed and done with because I always like when the other side tells me it's not my job. And if you want to see me get upset, is tell me that it's not your job when you have your pretty face on a sign in front of a house and you're the listing agent. And you're selling a house that comes with a tenant. And I'm asking you for the lease and I'm asking you for the deposit. And I'm asking you for the month of November's rent. And then you're telling me it's not your job. Yeah. That's what we deal with. You know, and a lot of people don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I don't tell you guys everything that happened behind. A lot of times we're battling with the other side. Or in this case, I was texting and it was all in caps. And I had to remind him, if I'm texting you in caps, I am yelling at you. I am yelling right now.
Surprising that you were texting anyway.
Yes, I know, because I don't like to text. Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty impersonal. You know, short stuff. Yes, yeah. I text. But it's the biggest transaction that you're going to do. And, you know, when you're spending a lot of money to purchase a home, I like to, it's personal. It is personal. It is a business transaction, but I know it's personal for me when I'm spending, you know, $300,000 to purchase a home. I want to make sure that it's clear and we understand each other, because a lot gets lost once you agree, a lot gets lost in social media. Or you could be like me and you think that you answered it because in your head you did, but you're busy with somebody else. And then you look down on your phone and then hours later you're going, oh my God, I did not respond.
That's also happened with me.
Yes. It's like, whoops, I responded in my brain.
But luckily you have red receipts on, so I know that you at least opened it and you will answer eventually.
Yes, yes, yeah. I like to just pick up the phone and have a quick conversation and then put it to rest. But yeah, we're going to talk honest here because, you know, it's not all HGTV. And I do go to battle for you when I need to. And I should have probably had the other agent call in, because he would probably agree with the fact that we do wear boxing gloves sometimes. And but it's all because I care. It's all because I want to get you what you deserve, or what I feel is legal for you to have. And you're spending a lot of money, so it's my job to get you as much as I can. And and if you're selling the house, like Kathy was selling her home, it's my job to get you as much money as I can. And we did pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah, we got you more money than you thought. And but what was it like, Kathy? Because Kathy, I got both of these, I got from the show. So Kathy was a listener, and you never used a real estate agent before. You've always done things for yourself. She was a FSBO.
Yes, I was.
Yes.
FSBO?
A diehard.
For sale by owner.
Uh-huh.
But it was an excellent experience. The communication was really key through the whole process. Everything is so different right now after the pandemic and the bidding wars and everything that was going on. I just didn't feel like I could handle it myself this time.
And you were an avid listener on the show. So what was nice is, you know, you took bits and pieces. And then plus when we met, because you ended up being one of my favorite clients.
Well, thank you.
You know, when it comes to listing a house, because you pay attention. And it's all about getting you more money in your pocket. Can you list your house the way it is? Yes. Most people can, but when we scrub it, when we touch up baseboards, when we get rid of stuff, you got rid of a lot of things in your house, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You're going, I got to get rid of this and this and this. Yes. Because we're selling real estate. We're not selling our things. And so if we can show more space, people don't walk into our homes and going, oh, you know what? It's cluttered in here. It's got too much things in here. So I don't think my stuff is going to fit. But if we move some stuff out, because we get comfortable in our homes. I mean, it's like mine. I've got all kinds of stuff in my house. But if I were to sell it, I guarantee you I'm going to take some stuff out. And so we did that in your case. And your house looks so great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you did a stellar job. A plus all the way with Kathy on this. And I always love when people listen to the show, or, you know, and then it gets backed up because you watch HGTV or some of those, you know, DIY shows, and you get a clue of what it takes to put your house on the market. It's not just putting a sign out front and thinking you're going to get top dollar. That's what Zillow thought. And we're going to talk about Zillow when we come back, because a new article came out. They're out of the house business when it comes to selling homes. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, you have to have conversations with people. You can't just put a sign out front. I guess they figure that out. But we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita House.
Okay. Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And Realty Executives is an international company. We are throughout the U.S. and we are in different areas throughout the nation. And we're always here to serve you. And we have about 24 offices throughout the state of Florida alone. And I can be of assistance to you anywhere in the state. I've got a few things impending down in Naples. I don't think that deal's ever going to close. It's new construction. So if anybody has new construction going on out there, you feel my pain because, you know, with everything backed up and, you know, we can't get windows and what have you, literally the Naples deal was supposed to be done in June. And then it's still, who knows when it's going to close. And then my one here in St. Augustine, poor Marissa, that's a long story in itself.
We don't have enough time for it.
We don't have enough time for it, but...
Now, these are both pending deals?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just new, you know, just because of the pandemic and everything else that's going on in the world and pricing changing, that new construction just takes a little bit longer. So you just have to have patience. Now, that is a word I would not bring up to those particular buyers. They would probably punch me out. But poor Marissa, that deal, I don't think it's going to be done till next year. And that was supposed to be done in June as well. So, yeah. The one thing you need in today's market, no matter what, is patience and communication.
Wow.
With those two things, which is nobody is really good at those two things when
things are tense. Do they still have a place to live?
They didn't. They sold their house.
I think you told me a little bit.
Yes, yes. So it's quite a story. But yeah, those are two things that all of us, you know, can work on. Because when things get hot, you know, patience is one thing I'll be flat honest, I'm not real good at. I try my best, but it's hard. It's hard. And so in this market, those are the two things you need to have, because things may take a little bit longer, not necessarily, but they can. And so you just have to be prepared for it. You need a real estate agent that's going to communicate that to you so you don't end up with surprises. And I could say that, like Marissa, I don't think I prepared her for that simply because the market hadn't changed yet. It didn't switch over. It was like in the midst of her already having this house built that all of a sudden things started changing and we couldn't get lumber went up. And then, you know, so... they were trying to communicate with her. I'm trying to communicate with her. But when you sell your house and you have nowhere to go and you're trying to find residence. Yeah, Kathy knows that.
Yeah, I know that too well.
So where do you go?
Well, they ended up just buying another place.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, they've got a little bit of change. And so they bought a house that they can turn into an Airbnb, which I've sold them other properties for an Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
So it worked out. But it's still not ideal. And I know for you, Kathy, we weren't sure what the market was going to be. And we sold your house. And I tell you why we sold your house so quick is because you did a fantastic job. It's not just me. It takes both of us to work together. And I think you'll agree with that.
Absolutely.
And you listened, you know, and the house looked wonderful. And it looked great when I saw it. But after you got done and you set the table and everything looked like, people didn't think anybody lived in there. And that's the best compliment ever, you know, is that when they think, oh, is this house staged? They did a really good job. And you're going, thank you. And yeah, your house looked wonderful. And besides being a great piece of real estate, it sold quickly. And you even helped out the new buyers. Because you're in a flood zone, even though it's never flooded before. And
correct.
Everybody knows how, if you're buying a house in a flood zone, everybody knows that can get pricey. And so we were able to work with them and you helped them out, saved them a great chunk of change by transferring your insurance over to them.
Yes.
And because they couldn't, they were having a tough time finding insurance. And so it all worked out in the long run. But what would you say was some of the highlights of working with me?
One of the greatest things is you kept me informed 24/7. The second you got any kind of notification from other agents, potential buyers, and through the entire process once we had a contract, it was just amazing.
Cool. And Brian.
Yes.
You were in the buying side. She had the listing side on a transaction with me. What would you say were some things that are different? You never worked with somebody else, but I'm sure in your mind you had an idea of what it was going to be like. What would you say were some of my strong points and maybe even some of my weak points?
That's a tough question. I'd say some of your strong points are when it got to the negotiation process, you did leave me out of it to be stress-free for me, which I appreciated. Yes. Throughout it, there was a lot of things that Leanne and I, Leanne's my wife for the listeners, Leanne and I were talking, and you would say, like, all right, that's too much, and all of that. And then when we got to the time for negotiations, we said what we wanted, and I was expecting a pushback from you, and I didn't get one. So I did appreciate that. And then we heard from you, like, throughout the days, but nothing about the process. Just more so, like, I saw you out having a beer and all things like that. But then you came back to me.
A drink. A soda.
Oh, a drink. We had a soda. And then you came back to me and you told me what they had, and we had the negotiation process. But on our end, it seems like it probably wasn't that much work. I'm doing air quotes now.
Right.
But I'm sure it was. And it's things that you left us out of, which is very appreciated.
Yeah, because part of my job is not to give you the stress. Because if I come to you hyper about what the other side said and did, and I'm way up here, my job is to keep you down here.
Yeah.
And, when it's all said and done, we can talk about, you know, that I had to put some gloves on and had to go to fight. And because it gets ugly sometimes, and people don't know this. I mean, it does. And I think for me, that's the exciting part of it, you know, that negotiation, and for both sides, you know, and it doesn't get ugly, ugly, but it can.
Even if not ugly, it's probably stressful.
It is stressful.
And on top, I mean, I'm a first-time home buyer, so I was stressed enough. So it's definitely something that I did not need.
I will say that you were probably, out of all my clients, you were probably in the top three.
I'm still stressed, and I already have it.
Yes. Yes. And so, especially on first-time buyers, it is critical for agents to, it's not to sugarcoat it, but there's things that you don't need to know. I mean, you don't need to know that the other side is being completely uncooperative with me. And
If anything, it'll just taint how I feel towards the house when it shouldn't at all. So
Exactly. Now, your deal wasn't always peachy. We had a lot of roadblocks.
Yeah, still a couple.
And we're still working on a couple. If for those people that listen, I told a little bit of Brian's story about the AC. They ended up repairing it and not telling us about it prior to closing. So they move in. It ends up not working. So we call the home warranty up. Well, when the home warranty send a tech out to repair it, there's a date when the last person came to fix it on the AC. And they see that the date on there, it was prior to closing. So they look at that it's a pre-existing condition. And the home warranty would not fix it. So here we have first-time buyers in a very nice house. We were not told that anything was wrong with the AC. Prior to closing, that it stopped working. They didn't give us the opportunity to have our person go in and inspect it to make sure that it wasn't going to break and that it was actually fixed, that it was acceptable. And needless to say, we find this after the fact.
Yep. But again, something we appreciate is I called you. You answered. You know, the deal was done. I mean, I know we're friends on the side, but the deal was done, and then you also were there to let the AC people in for me. I wasn't even in the state at the time, but I was able to rely on you. Another thing I appreciated.
Yes. You didn't get crickets.
No, not at all.
I did want to be a cricket, though.
Understandable.
We want everything to be peachy, and sometimes it just isn't. And we had a couple things that went wrong with Brian's home, and we're going to discuss that and what we're doing now to try to get that resolved. If you have questions for us, what's our phone number? It's 904-831-0600.
That's correct.
904-831-0600. Give us a call with your real estate questions.
You're listening to I better keep my mic on.
That'll help.
Rapid Fire Real Estate Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI has released hundreds of pages of newly declassified documents about its long effort to explore connections between the Saudi government and the September 11th attacks. The records reveal the scope of a strenuous but ultimately fruitless investigation whose outcome many question to this day. Agents for well over a decade investigated support given to several of the hijackers upon their arrival in the U.S. They focused in particular on whether three Saudi nationals had any advanced knowledge of the attacks. According to an FBI memo from May that closed out the probe, investigators ultimately found insufficient evidence to charge any of the three with illegally supporting the hijackers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 105 points, the NASDAQ rose 161, the S&P advanced 30. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. A suspect wanted in connection with an officer-involved shooting Wednesday morning on Jacksonville's south side is now in custody. JSO alerted the public earlier this morning about its search for the suspect at the Countryside Village Mobile Home Park. About 30 minutes after that warning, the suspect was taken into custody. Things are definitely turning in the right direction. Those are the words of Dr. Elena Alonzo, the Florida Department of Health, regarding the latest COVID numbers in Florida.
Let's keep this going down for a little bit longer so that we can be in good shape to survive the winter.
She expects a winter spike after the holidays. For the first time in back-to-back days, Florida had fewer than 1,000 new cases reported since June of 2020. Happening tomorrow, the Greater Jacksonville Agricultural Fair will return to the area. It'll last through Sunday the 14th. This year's theme is Get Back to the Fun. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of an accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at the ramp to Merrill Road, blocking the off-ramp left lane. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle on the East Beltway, 295 northbound at Heckscher Drive. And there's another disabled vehicle on the East Beltway, 295 northbound at Gate Parkway. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 57. Thursday, more clouds and a chance of showers. High 72.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Visit us online at affordablewaterjacks.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forever Mark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forever Mark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forever Mark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forever Mark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forever Mark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forever Mark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forever Mark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forever Mark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And so we're going to talk about Zillow because I mentioned it last week, how they were just putting a pause on the real estate business. When I say real estate business, that's selling, buying and selling homes. They put a pause on it because they have too much inventory. Of course, there's not enough inventory out here. We all know that. But they have a lot. And the reason why they have a lot is because they overpriced their homes. Well, the news is they're out of business. So Zillow closes. I love the headlines. Zillow closes home flipping business. Okay, anybody out there knows it's not a flipping market. And they weren't flipping properties because, trust me, they didn't fix anything. At best, you know, they might have thrown carpet in a house or new carpet. And so they found out, I guess, that you have to have a conversation with people, because if you call any of their, if us calls any of their agents, they just don't communicate. So kind of interesting. They're buying homes at full market value, and then they're turning around and increasing the price and expecting people to pay it. When, for one, I don't think they clean the house. Two, they don't really do repairs. They might do a couple things, but they don't do repairs. And anyway, they're done. So I guess it's one for realtors and zero for Zillow. And everybody thinks that we might get to the point of, you know, kind of being all digital. And I don't know, when you're spending this much money, I think real estate will always be a people's business. We're already digital with a lot of things. And but you definitely want to have a conversation. Wouldn't you say, Brian?
I would say. And it's funny they're talking about Zillow, because Leanne and I were all over Zillow. And that's why it was funny that we thought we were going to find the house that we ended up getting. But you found the house that we ended up getting because we were taking the weekend off that week. But I don't know. Zillow helped us in that regard, that we were able to look at things.
Sure, but, for the searching.
But not, yeah, not this side business that they're doing.
Right. And it's interesting because your age group, if you want to say your age, go ahead.
28.
Right. You guys are definitely the digital, social media, techie, you know, people. Most of people in your age group, yeah, they're used to getting online and doing all their stuff. And you guys were more knowledgeable than most, because you guys did do some research. You guys were ready to go. But would you say that you feel that it's still a people person? Or do you feel you could have done this transaction with no communication with anybody?
Needed communication through all of it. It's way too stressful to have it be as easy as I guess they would make it. I don't know. I haven't done it with them, so I don't know how easy they make it. But it's nice to have a professional that knows what they're doing, and you can call, or I texted, but then you would call me and then have a conversation about things.
Yeah, sometimes it does. Even for me, it does release a lot of stress. And I'm a real estate agent, so even in a transaction for me, when things aren't going, or I'm not sure of something, if something's getting repaired or not repaired, it's nice to pick up the phone. We've got Joe on the line. Joe.
Hello, Anita.
Hi, how are you?
Anita, I'm doing great. Hey, you know, you were talking about probably some company buying houses at full market value and trying to flip them. I got a story for you. I live over in Orange Park, and Open Door purchased my neighbor's house that he was renting out. It had 50 shingles missing, tabs missing from the roof. It still had the 1976-78 build-a-grade aluminum windows with the plastic thick glazing holding the glass in, and it's got a hole in the driveway is missing like a 5x5 piece of concrete halfway up. They bought it for $291. They put it on the market for $314. Every person that has gone and looked at it has laughed hysterically.
Yes, I'm laughing with them. Yeah, it is interesting, and you know, it's funny because a lot of the people that haven't kept up with their homes seem to go that route. Now, I mentioned this last week. There are some positives. I mean, I've gone to a listing presentation where the gal was telling me what Open Door offered her, and I told her, grab it, take it. If they're willing to give you that money, that's great, take it. But yeah, there are a lot of other fees that you have to pay them to take it. So it's not, you got to definitely do your research and make sure that it's all good. And $291 for that house, if that's what they got from them, then they did well.
Oh, sure, yeah, because, I mean, it's over, you know, look, the houses over in my neighborhood are very nice if they're taken care of. You know, they're built with the Norwegian brick. You know, they're good, sturdy-built houses. But this guy did not take care of this house. And, I mean, when he told me what Open Door offered him, I tried to talk to my wife because I told my wife, I said, look, this market is at peak, okay? And, right. You know, I was thinking about selling the house because I'm retired military. I was going to go rent the house over on the base in Mayport, go live by the beach. And, you know, I told her in 4 months we could buy the house back for less than they paid for it. But, you know, I see open door houses all over town, and they're not selling.
They're not.
Which tells me that they're asking way too much. I mean, $311,000 for the house next door to me, is in the condition that it's in, is laughable.
Yep, some of them are, and they won't do repairs. And I've had them do a couple. Actually, they won't do repairs. They will actually give you maybe a little bit of cash back, but they're very conservative with how much they're going to give back. I think out of the one house that I have a deal with right now, they gave us $650, and there's thousands and thousands of dollars of repairs in it. Now,
right. Well, this house needs a new roof, which I know is running anywhere from probably $15,000 to $20,000 now.
Exactly.
You know, and then the driveway needs to be replaced, which is probably another $10,000 because you got to rip it out, put a new one in.
And let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you, Joe. Is it in an HOA?
No, we don't have an HOA.
Okay.
No.
Well, if it was, and then you have to pay all those HOA violation fees.
Sure. Yep.
And
yep.
That could be yep. In the hundreds.
I believe that the person that bought this house got fired. That's what I think. But I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's actually pretty. They may have on that one, but you know, they end up having some good homes and then, you know, not so good. But that's sure. Probably why Zillow's in the position. Their intentions are all good. But
is Open Door part of Zillow?
They're not, but it's pretty much the same concept. But Open Door's been in business a long time because I did an Open Door. It must have been 9 years ago. So they've been around for a little bit, but of course back then it was a little bit easier to turn around and sell homes. You know, 9 years ago,
because
we were still recovering at that point, but. Right now, when everything is selling at top price and over asking price, they're not in a good position. So they'll come back. They'll come back. They'll be back. You know, it's just not the market for it. And unfortunately, they spent, I don't know how many millions. I've got to look it up here. Here it is. Record. This was Zillow. Recorded nearly $422 million loss before taxes. So, and that is the year before it was roughly $76 million. It's definitely increased. And it's because the market has changed. So, well, thank you for calling, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, Anita. You got a great show. I always listen to it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a WVOB type of guy. But you have a great day.
You too. Well, we like a WBOB type of guy.
Yeah, let's go, Joe.
Yes, for sure. But tell us some other instance that we're dealing with your home. We're trying to see if we can get you some, even though it's after the fact, and we're still trying to get some reimbursement.
For the AC?
For the AC.
Yeah.
But we ended up with an issue, and you're going to tell the story. Because you guys were kind of sitting in, probably a little romance going on.
Oh, we're talking about the chimney now?
Yes.
Ah, all right.
Yes.
We can talk about the chimney.
We're going to talk about the chimney, because we definitely feel that the homeowner knew about it and didn't disclose it.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to discuss that a little bit. And
they weren't friendly to Santa Claus?
No, Santa Claus could not fit in this chimney, that's for sure. He would have been injured.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Give us a call with your questions, 904-831-0600. We'll
it's
be
all right,
right
here. Yeah. That's right. Rapid Fire Real Estate continues. Just a couple minutes. Hang on in. More coming up. Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're talking to Kathy, who I sold her house, and we're talking to Brian and Leanne, who purchased a house from me. And what is it like to work with Anita Hiles? Because it's not always...
It's all fun. You wake up with a big smile on your face and you say, I get to call Anita later and I can't wait to talk to her.
It's always fun.
It's always fun.
Yes. Yes. The best realtor in Jacksonville for 2 years running.
It might have been more fun for Kathy. Selling a home seems like it's more fun than buying.
You know, it is. It's they're two totally different transactions. They really are. And we try to make it easy for both, but a lot of it depends on how easy the other side makes it for us as well. And in this case, we did have a lot of roadblocks. We had people that don't want to repair anything. Now, mind you, because I've talked about your situations several times on the show, but
oh boy,
you guys paid more for the money that more for the home than it was listed for.
Yeah,
and then they still didn't want to make repairs.
Yeah,
it's like, I know that made no sense to you guys, but you know, you got to be careful. You can't be greedy. People cannot be greedy out there. It's like, okay, we're paying $10,000 more, and we have a questionable roof. We have an AC that's old. We have a water heater that's old, that's almost at the end of its life. And there was a lot. They did not take care of the house.
Yeah.
It looked good.
Yeah, the inside was good.
Yeah.
The gutter had a plant growing in it. I took that out 2 days ago, and I caulked up the gutters. Good job, me.
Yeah, that's good. So you're getting used to that, see?
Yep, homeowner now.
Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, that happens to a lot of us. It's not to dig on these people. It's, we get busy.
Yeah.
You're working, you've got kids, you got to go to the Little League game after. By the time you get home, it's too dark. You're trying to think of, okay, I've got it. You guys gonna know this real soon. And then it's like, okay, now I got to cook dinner. And oh my God, I was supposed to have the kids to bed an hour ago. They haven't even taken their shower because we just got done with their homework. That's usually people's life in a handbasket. And then all of a sudden you've got trees growing out of your rain gutters. And you're looking at your windows going, they look pretty sad. And
yeah, they're happy now.
They're happy now.
They did repair the windows.
Yeah. But it was a battle getting anything done and paying over the asking price. It's like, if people are paying over the asking price, you should have things working in your house for.
Which makes me want to know, because we were the second offer, remember? It makes me want to know what the first offer was. And maybe that was like, oh, we could have gotten even more. We're not going to do repairs.
Mm. I forget what the first offer was.
I don't even know.
I think you guys were comparable.
Yeah.
And they picked mine because it was me. Is what my understanding was from Chris, but he could have just been kissing up to me.
Maybe.
Maybe not. But tell us what happened. To tell you a little bit about the story about the
chimney.
Well, about the AC first, because it was kind of comical. They went off to get married, and the AC needed to be fixed. So I offered, hey, I'll come over. I'm not a morning person. 8 o'clock is way too early for me. I don't have a pulse yet. I haven't had coffee. And Brian goes, I need you at the house at 8. Okay. So I went in my pajamas and with my blankie. True story. Went in my pajamas and blankie, kind of sneaked up to the front door real quick and waited for the workers to show up. And I fell asleep on the sofa.
Now, I have security cameras set up, so I did see the dragging of the blankie. I saw that. There's none on the couch, so don't worry. I didn't see you snoozing, but I did see you walk in.
I was looking around. I was looking around the living room to see if there was any cameras, because I'm going, oh, my God, if he sees me right now. And hopefully there's no audio, because I'm sure the workers are probably going, she snores very loud.
Were you taking lessons from Biden or what?
I was. I was nodding off a little bit too much. But
what's crazy is you stayed the whole time. And you texted me, and it was the day of my rehearsal for the wedding. And you texted me, you're like, oh, I'm going to the bedroom because I had a window unit AC for the time.
Yeah, it's starting to get warm.
Yeah, it's getting warm. And I was like, you're still there? Like, I thought you were just going to let him in. And then you stayed. And I guess the heat probably put you to sleep, too.
It did, which I didn't mind, because it was actually, it felt really good.
Until it hits 2 p.m.
Until it was like 2 in the afternoon. It was like, hey, dude, I'm going to go into your master bedroom.
Nice and cold in there.
It was freezing in there because you bought
the window unit. And now we have that as a backup. It was on sale at Target for $70.
Not bad for $70. That room was cold.
It was originally like a $300 AC unit. We got lucky with that.
You did.
Some things we get lucky on.
Yes. And so what happened with the fireplace?
So when we got the inspection, the inspector went in and he said that we needed to get a new damper and the cap needed to be repaired or replaced. And we were like, all right, that's probably like $800 maybe for the cap as well.
Yeah, at best, yeah.
So then we were watching a movie and we heard just like the pan getting dripped on, just like every 30 seconds, a drip from the rain during a storm. So then we called and we got an inspection and they said it's way more than that. And then I showed him the inspection report. And then he said, one, this isn't a masonry-built fireplace. It's factory-built, so that's incorrect. And two, it says it's in working order, but if you lit a fire in here, your house would have burned down. And I said, oh. Apparently there's a hole in the flue and all things that I don't understand because I don't know chimneys.
Right.
But now there may be a chimney problem.
And there was a chimney problem.
Yeah.
Right? It has to be removed.
Again, I don't know chimneys, so I can't say definitely. I'll get another quote in there.
Yeah, we definitely want to get that checked again. And I offered to pay for that because I know you guys pay for the first one. And it's always good to get a second one because I think I mentioned to you, what I find here odd here in this area is that most people do not do chimney inspections.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been my second. And the first one said the same thing on the first one. So they didn't buy that house. But in California.
Never a problem.
Never a problem. Yeah. So I thought, well, this is weird. Why is it, you know, it's not like I've done a ton of them here, but, you know, here's two known ones. And, you know, they're saying that the fireplace needs to be basically removed or replaced. And it's just easier to remove it.
Yeah.
Which is for the decision you guys.
Yeah. Well, we're still waiting on the quote. They said we'll get it on the 29th of October, so we should get it maybe soon. We're in November now.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's short employees.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I called yesterday. They said I'll have it yesterday, so maybe I'll have it tomorrow.
Yeah. So we're going to get another one, and we'll keep everyone posted on that. But my question is, you guys heard water coming from the fireplace while you're sitting in the living room. Mm-hmm. So why didn't the homeowner hear that?
It's a good question.
It's a good question. What I'm going to tell people is it's critical to be honest. It could be very costly after the fact if you're in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And if they heard it, the homeowner should have heard it. So it's a one.
The chimney people did say it's probably been a problem for
quite a while.
For 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
A long time. They said that the whole wall inside was rotted and collapsed, which also maybe the inspector should have found something. But who knows?
Yeah, I don't know if he would have because
they don't look at the moisture down low. They were only looking up high.
Yeah. And there may have not been moisture on that day.
That's true.
So it just depends. You know, that's the thing with inspections. A lot of people think that those inspection reports are only good for that day.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, well, you know, I had it inspected. It should have been fine. No, it's for that day because it could have poured the next day and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. The chimney person said that as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So we're.
Real estate's a crazy game.
It is. It's quite interesting. And it's not every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that your first deal wouldn't have been like this.
But we're taking the crash course.
You're taking the crash course. And of course, I'm hoping you get into the business.
Yeah. And if any contractors have worked with chimneys in the past, homes@anitahiles.com. Is that your email?
That is.
Reach out and see if I can hire you.
Yeah. Because we need to get that repaired for sure at a very reasonable, just newly married. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Wedding fund is gone.
Thank you, Kathy, so much. I loved working with both of you guys. And as you can see out there, it's not always peaches and cream, but my job is to make it peaches and cream as best as I can. And
still answer the phone, and that's nice.
I do. That's
yes,
one thing I do.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Stay safe, everybody.
God bless.
Maintain.